to Microburst of the Green Plantain, the Cuban Stories Project podcast. These are short, candid, sometimes funny or satirical recordings that have not been technically mastered. Microbursts are my conversations with friends and family, part of my personal life, my Cuban-American connection. This conversation was recorded during a family knock-knock poker game some years ago. Zach, our son, was telling us about how the British accent came about.
Did you know that the British didn't have an accent until after the Revolutionary War? The accent they currently have was developed after the Revolutionary War. They all talk like us.
What?
Right now. There was no accent. So, you know how... Sorry to stop the game here, but this is really, like, big news here to me. Australia, established after the Revolutionary War, they adopted their accent and then kind of made it their own. It was developed because the bourgeois of the British wanted to stand out. So they started changing how they were pronouncing words, and that became the common accent of Britain.
Of work? Really?
Yes. So, the accent was then adopted in Australia because it was established afterwards. So, during the revolution, everybody talked the same. They all talked like we did now without an accent.
They couldn't tell each other apart.
The accent came afterwards. So, all these movies that we're watching with British accents or the Revolutionary War, that wasn't a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you find that out? How did anybody find that out?
History books. I first heard it in, there's a podcast called In the Time of, or Ben Franklin's World. You ever heard of the Alejandro Institution in Pennsylvania? It's a huge library of like George Washington's books and Ben Franklin's stuff. It's a huge historical society, and they make a podcast. And it's super boring, very monotone. They bring in all these professors and stuff. But if you like the information, it's really interesting.
Mm, wow.
And that was the first time I heard it. Then I had a history class, and I brought it up, and the history teacher was like, yeah, that's correct. And then I've been hearing it off and on since then.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Un tostón, anyone?